You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Do you want to have sex with him? No, thank you.
Here, McCann, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Seymour, I've tried the back door once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. See, he knows. He knows. Because
take it from the man who knows.
You know, I was young, and we were just like, you know, doing it. We're getting bored with doing the regular stuff, you know. And I was like, let me just throw it in the back door, and we'll see what happens. And literally, it was like sticking your finger in like a deflated balloon, like in a nozzle, and the rubber just sticks to your finger, and you can't get the fucker out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was pretty much just wedged into my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's DSS.
DSS.
Yeah, dry sphincter syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classic.
So, I haven't tried the anal sex after that. What do you use? I guess what? Motor oil or something?
Oh,
you throw it on the back?
Stop.
Motor oil is a good choice.
Stop.
Yes, sir. And then if you can't find motor oil, you might want to try something like, I don't know, KY, jelly, or wet, or Seymour Butts' specially formulated lubricant.
Nice.
Who knows?
I guess you're the man to go to when you want to discuss anal sex or buy anal sex products.
Yeah.
How about that? Seymour Butts.
Or you could go to Pennzoil.
Yeah, I literally was like, all right, honey, I think I got to stick my foot on your ass, and on the count of three, let's push. It was a mess. It was.
Yeah, next time, use a dipstick first.
Yeah. It's got to be great to be Seymour Butts.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you wake up every day just with a smile on your face, knowing that pretty much Monday through Friday, you're going to be seeing a hot chick?
That's one thought. And then the other thought is, when are the FBI going to knock down my door?
Oh, man.
Seriously, man. You think I'm kidding with you guys?
Elaborate.
Well, I mean, where are you guys living? You guys understand you're living in the United States of America, the land of the Attorney General,
right.
Who believes
FCC, yeah.
FCC.
Who believes that, you know, pornography is the devil.
Right. Well, actually, I saw on your website the Pussy Posse was shut down.
Yeah, man. It was shut down because the Attorney General changed the regulations on us.
Right.
And he said that if we don't have the paperwork in proper order, it's a 5-year jail term per violation.
Jesus Christ.
Those fuckers.
We're fighting it right now in court, and we're waiting for a decision on it. And it's been delayed for now, I don't know, at least 90 days. But it is serious out there, man. This guy, George Bush, and his team of religious freaks,
right?
Yeah,
are seriously attacking the freedoms that we have, you know, that we have thought were automatically ours.
Right, exactly.
What you're going to watch in your bedroom, what you're going to do in your own house.
Right.
I mean, these kind of things, these people want to take away.
Yeah.
They want to legislate morality, and it's crazy.
Man, I hate these fucking PC bastards who are down there in Washington just shutting down the fun.
Exactly.
Well, you know, if any of your listeners want to find out more about how they are under attack,
right,
they can go to the freespeechcoalition.com.
Cool.
Which is an organization that I serve on the board of directors of.
Oh,
and we are basically a watchdog organization, and we fight any kind of legislation that, you know, that threatens our First Amendment rights.
What is that, freespeechcoalition.com?
freespeechcoalition.com.
All right. Log on to that, people.
I guess Seymour's day is more than just staring at hot chicks banging. He actually.
I mean, look, that's a great part of my day, but
sure.
I don't want to make it seem like, you know, everything is hunky dory and
right.
And you're always going to be able to go to the video store or go to your favorite website and look at what you want to look at, because that's not necessarily true, man.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, when somebody notices that you're making a living and having fun doing it, they're going to fuck with you. We have actually Jesse Jane coming on the program next week. And is it true? I've heard rumors. You dated her, right?
Listen.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Did I hit something, Ben?
Shit.
You need to pass along a message to her. All right?
Here we go.
This is going to be good.
That she just got married, right?
Okay.
This mm-hmm. girl just got married, but yet she's threatening the sanctity of her marriage by continuing to send me letters of love.
Oh! That's it.
Through my emails, through my text messages, this girl doesn't leave me alone.
Dun, 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 dun,
all she
dun,
says
dun,
is
dun,
things
dun,
like,
dun.
I want to suck your ass.
Oh.
I mean, it's dirty, sick.
Oh.
Just really, if it doesn't stop, I have no choice but to go to the police.
Vote for Seymour. Vote for Seymour.
Yeah. Dude, that's why you wake up every morning yeah. with a smile on your face.
How about that?
That's fantastic.
That's great. I'll post a question to her.
Yes.
Please.
We'll put her in the hot seat.
All right, Seymour. I appreciate you joining us on the program, dude.
Hey, it was yes. great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, dude.
You're a New York guy. We're New York guys.
Hell yeah.
And, yo, keep doing what you're doing, playa.
I'm going to try, man. I'm going to try. As long as they don't lock me up, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right. And I'll be tuning into that season 4 whenever it comes out.
It should be January, man.
Oh, cool. Great. Cool. Great.
January. All
right.
What
up, everybody?
Awesome,
Family
man.
Business on Showtime. See more butts, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take it easy, guys.
Later.
Later.
Word them up, everybody.
Wow.
Look at that. That guy's a great guy.
Cool guy, man.
Man, cool guy.